Is it right you do a whole podcast about keeping up appearances?
Yes.
Wow. All about keeping up appearances.
It's niche.
Yeah, listen, people love niche.
People love niche and people love keeping up appearances.
There you go.
I don't know whether you knew whether it was on, but I went to see the Fast Show in the Phil yesterday.
Like the actual Fast Show?
Yeah.
With like Paul Whitehouse in there?
Paul Whitehouse and I can't remember the name of any of the others, but there were two missing, one of them being Carolina, but it was absolutely boss.
Was it good though, Bob? Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely brilliant. Like my dad was a big fan and we had DVDs in the house. Simon Day, Charlie Higson, John Thompson, Arabella Weir, Paul Whitehouse and Mark Williams.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty much all of them, yeah.
Right.
So
good. It was a similar kind of things when we went to go and see Harry Enfield in the arena, but with a bit of like storytelling on how they got together, how they started working and stuff like that.
Oh, was it sketches as well?
Yeah, they did sketches plus, like, not quite a Q&A, but they were just talking about how they started. And
oh, that's quite cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, I didn't even know that was on.
Should have told you.
Yeah, it's all right.
They'll do another tour in about 10 years, I think.
Well, to be fair, they're probably...
With like, fewer of them.
They're probably jumping on the back of, like, the Carolina Hearn, like, not Buzz, but, like, she was quite, like, in the news and stuff over Christmas, wasn't she? Because...
Was she?
Well, I wouldn't say in the news. She didn't do anything new. But, like, there was loads of programmes on about her. Like BBC had like a Carolina Hearn special and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't realise that. They had like a really nice compilation of all their best bits from the Fast Show. Then what's a sketch when it's Carolina Hearn just like talking for her partner on the train?
Yeah. What are they called? Yeah.
I can't remember what they were called, but then they did this compilation. Then they had a really sad part where he walked out in his costume, just sat down on his tod, said nothing, and then just walked off. It was really, really sad.
I think they did like a tribute show to her when she died, and the sketch was like they asked him a question, and he looked to his right, waiting for her to speak for him. It was proper, like it's so clever the way they did it, but controversial. But I actually don't. I think Carolina Hearn was one of the worst parts of the Fast Show.
I disagree with you there. They had her greatest hits, and it was brilliant.
Was it just 2 minutes of Scorchio?
It wasn't actually.
Oh, that's pretty much all she did.
Quite a bit, but not the full thing.
No. Callum, you're dressed in 90, aren't you? Because you know it's your podcast. This.
This is my one, my scene. Bob had his haircut for it though.
I have.
Like it, Bob. I like it.
Didn't notice, man.
I was just about to say, I think Tosh has as well. I could see the fade on the side as you were doing your notes.
Cheers.
He turned his head just so you got it in. Yeah.
I've had 90 degrees for the last 5 minutes.
I wondered why you're making so many notes. I noticed it, Tosh. Don't worry. Is yours freshly done, Sean?
It is, to be fair.
I thought so.
This morning.
Well, it's because the video released last week for this, didn't it?
All made matters.
It blew up last week. That YouTube video.
Did it?
Wow.
Yeah, I think 6 views.
Oh, decent.
Yeah.
Do you know what? With me as well.
All I say is, you three are doing as much as you possibly can, so it's fine. Like, normally it'd be a bit bitter if the three people I worked with did absolutely nothing to promote it, but I think you two are doing so much. You three, sorry. I can't have a go.
I can't tell if he's taking the piss.
Well, are you messing?
I think he is. I think he's taking the piss for you too, but I don't, probably not me.
Yeah. Tosh retweeted it on his private Twitter, which is always good.
Tyson Fury could be seeing that, so.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for.
And Paul Potts.
So are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
Now the Sean cool. Stop moaning.
Who's doing...
Just making a point, because today we are going to promote Callum's book. I just need to. I need to keep putting those digs in.
I've got that ready to go.
Doesn't matter. I'm going to do the opposite.
Yeah. Mine's in Bernardo's currently.
It's fine. Don't mind, mate.
Look, that's a purchase still, though, Callum. Yeah, you get a slice of it out of Bernardo. You should go down there in the match.
You get one.
I'll try. Who's doing any given Saturday?
Bob Boito.
Baines.
Yeah. Bob's doing it. Baines' house for his Maroon 5. So welcome to this week's episode of Keeping Up Appearances. We are all very looking forward to this week's Maroon 5, I think. Or maybe that's just me. But before we get onto Maroon 5 and our Keeping Up Appearances quiz, we will head over to Bob, who has promised us he's going to avenge for his last Any Given Saturday. And he's got a blinder for us here. So, Bob, do you want to take it away for this week's Any Given Saturday?
Yeah, it's a bit rude, that, because I think everybody apart from Sean completely cocks up Any Given Saturday, but I am going to go for redemption. So we're going to go for Saturday, the 21st of March, 2009. I've got three games that I'm mulling over. No, it's just to pick between two of them. So we'll just be two. So the first game,
scoring all three, or?
The first game we're going to go for is Portsmouth 2, Everton 1.
Just to keep up with the theme, did one of the Portsmouth scorers have a sweet left peg?
No.
Did Bain score a free kick?
Yeah, it was his first Everton goal.
Did we go 1-0 up? I sort of remember that game. I think it was on the telly. Did one of the scorers, a big fella that used to play for Liverpool?
Yes.
Was it Peter Crouch?
It was. And he scored 2, so that's the first game done.
I actually genuinely was thinking I thought he'd scored 2. I didn't think you'd do it. One with 2 scorers, with one of them, we already knew the answer.
Can I just say, Bob, you put in the WhatsApp about an hour ago, I've got a belt FN.
No,
that was it as well.
No, the second game's the belter, really. The second game is...
What you meant to say was Bain scored the belter.
Were there only three games that weekend? Is that the issue?
Yeah. No. So...
We have 12. I reckon that was an early kick.
I didn't check on the time.
That's a real quiz.
Check that one. I was wrong about Easter. I was right about Easter Saturday, Sunday.
The second game is West Brom 1, Bolton 1.
Did Baines get off early from our early kickoff? And make it down to 3 p.m.s?
No.
Was Bolton's goal scorer a striker?
No.
Was he American?
No.
Was he still around from like the Sam Allardyce era of Bolton? Would you associate him with or no? No.
No. Good question, though.
Was he English?
He still is English, yeah.
Yeah, he's English, yeah.
Defender?
No.
So midfielder.
Not so smug now, are you?
Bolt midfielder from around 2009. Did he also play for Burnley?
I'll have to check.
I think that might have been. I'm too early. That's too early to be honest for that one.
Who were you thinking there?
That Robbie Bleek, because when Coyle went there, but I reckon Coyle wasn't manager there at that point. So. Bolton.
I can't think of anyone from that era of Bolton.
It's just after Allardyce, weren't it?
It's not Robbie Blake, but he did end up playing for Burnley.
That doesn't help me.
I don't even know if he's... Is it McCann? No?
No.
Oh, he's a good player. Was he from Liverpool, him as well?
I don't know. I think he came through Everton Academy, but he was wrong.
Is that
did he represent Ireland?
Possibly.
Ask him why. I was thinking, is he English?
Sunderland. That him.
That's why I was
thinking.
Yeah, Ireland. Yeah.
Ask more questions about Gavin McCann than we have about the Bolton player so far.
West Brom.
Sorry?
Let's go to the West Brom. Is he a striker?
No.
Midfielder?
No.
Goalie?
No.
Did he have long hair?
No.
Did he have very little hair?
It's a game of guess who?
Did he wear glasses? Yeah.
Very little hair.
Did he play for any other Premier League teams? Hello?
No.
West Brom defender. That was the... I reckon that was Tony Mowbray, that. When they came up that, yeah. Was it Tony Mowbray, the score?
No, sorry, give me a second. I need to get the door.
Okay.
Rick, hey, Google it quick.
It's a goal scorer at the door. Why did you come back?
Why is it no one else can do any given Saturdays? Why is it the chores? Is anyone capable of doing it?
I can't think of anyone in this Bolton team. Give me some players who are in this Bolton team.
Well, we know he's English as well. That's why I'm struggling.
Evan Davis played midfield that day. That's what I'm thinking.
Bolton midfielder.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, wait. Start again.
Should have got scorers in the old game.
This game's actually 0-0.
No,
Bob's just got beans written down twice for this game.
No, I need to clarify something. So the West Brom goal was an own goal from a Bolton player.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
So we can't name any other Bolton players and now we've got to name another one.
Two goal scorers.
What?
Two Bolton defenders.
No, the West Brom. Oh yeah, no, the West, one of the Bolton's a midfielder, isn't it?
Midfielder slash defender if he's played out of position. But he was a midfielder, really.
So one of them played for Burnley. Did they play for any other Premier League teams?
Yes.
Was one of them West Ham?
Yes.
Oh.
Did
he have a sweet left foot?
Yes. I was going to say the one you'd think of. Other Premier League team, he's just been in the other game. Was talking about.
Was it Matthew Taylor?
It was.
Is that who you're thinking of, Sean?
No.
I
got us there. That's the assist.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I wasn't getting that without you, Sean.
First shout, Sean. Hold on.
Usually, when someone gets another team, you've got another player in mind. But
you just can...
what a stab in the dark that was.
I did have a player in mind. It just wasn't him.
Bob's just
that Joey O'Brien, didn't he play for that Bolton? And then went on to West Ham.
Or Ricardo Vazte.
No.
So West Brom.
We now need a Bolton defender who scored an own goal for West Brom that day.
Yes.
Who's got very little hair.
Very little hair. Where was he born? He didn't represent England, I'm just checking. Yeah, he also wasn't born in England.
Might say European.
No.
African.
Yep.
Did he represent his country?
Yes.
Has he been an answer on this before?
I don't think so, no.
Not that Jaidi then, no.
No.
Bruno Ngotti was well gone by then, wasn't he?
It's not him, no.
Good player.
And did he play for Everton?
No.
And Gotti, no.
Did he play centre half?
He was, yeah.
When you ask these questions, son, I feel like you know who it is, but you just... Oh, I mean, but you said that, then you're like...
It was centre half, full back.
Like the way before we asked when he was playing for West Brom, did he play for another Premier League club? And so Bob said no, despite scoring for the other Premier League club in that game.
He also, Bob failed to mention he didn't play for West Brom.
I just, as we started this one, I looked at his Wikipedia and I'm like, oh, fucking hell, he didn't play for this team. I've got the wrong game here. I just realised he scored no goal. Exactly.
Go ahead, Bob.
I've got a really good clue.
Go on.
His name could be used to describe my performance as a leader of any given Saturday.
Davy Shambles.
Davy Crap.
You're getting closer, Sean.
Crap. Is crap a swear word?
What crap?
Poor. Dismal.
Some disgrace.
No, Sean was closest with crap.
Is there another swear word?
Yeah.
Oh, Danny Shittu.
Yeah. See, it was worth it for that.
Also describes Callum's book.
too far.
What does Danny mean? Disgraceful, Sean.
Fair play, Bob.
Well, I have say that.
It's better than yours, Callum. At least I got the right day.
All right, that's behind me, the worst effort. That.
I enjoyed it. That was great.
What was the third game?
Yeah, it was a laugh. Is it must have been worse than them two?
Fulham 2, Man United 0.
Is Zoltán Gyökeres one of the scorers?
Yes.
Is he both of the scorers?
No.
Is Danny Murphy the other scorer?
Yes.
There you go. Have that one.
A record 3.
What a game.
So are we giving that a what? Are we taking it?
What do you mean?
Is it a win from that, or
I think it's like a no contest, isn't it? It's like
walkover,
technical draw. We weren't getting Danny Shittu.
You didn't know what team you played for in the match.
well done, Bob. Good Everton. Well done, team Tosh. To be fair, Sean, you came in a few good assists there. Tosh just kind of nodded him in at the back post. But we'll take all we can get. And are we going to review last week's game, by the way?
Nope.
Okay.
What was it?
Villa Wolves.
Nah.
No. I've only got one thing I wanted to bring up, just to your opinions on it.
I was just going
to
ask Bob, did Paul Scholes get sent off in that game?
Am I on mute?
Danny Shittu did.
Go on, sorry about it, Sean.
No, do you know that Wolves lad that came on? Or not came on, he started, the kid. No.
Yeah. Played in the FA Cup, didn't he, the week?
Yeah. Well, other than the obvious answer, what is it now with all these kids with like high share numbers? Do you think it's all just for like Brandon?
No, it's because that's the number they're given when you work. Usually now when you work your way through the academy, you start off at like a dead high number, and you go closer and closer and closer for like the first team. And then obviously, when they've needed the first, well, Phil Foden, foot seven, it's something to do with his granddad. It's obviously just because when they come through, they just have a higher number because they're not given the first 25, are they? So they're just given like an extra high number. Then someone just decided to keep it as like to try and be iconic, I suppose.
That's exactly what I mean, yeah. I think like Alexander Arnold wants to become like synonymous with that number because he knows he's not going to be synonymous with number 2.
I think that lad for Wolves, I assume it's just because like
he was like 80 something or something like that.
In fact, they're supposed to like drop it down, as Calm says, but now I think the point you're making is to keep it, don't they? So it's, as you say, it becomes something different in it. Like even the other day, like my match, we were on alongside like there's a few like kids matches going on at the same time, and the amount of every kids team had a number 66 pretty much. You think like the ones and the 8-a-side teams, like the amount of kids who had like 66, like obviously playing right back, was like mad. Yeah, she noticed that.
What a bunch of gobshites.
So you're not a fan of high numbers, Sean, on your shirt?
No, I just don't like the kind of like Well, Tosh, we're talking about the Americanization of it. I feel like that's all part of it. Celebrations these days is part of a brand. The number's part of a brand. I don't know. I feel like the two concerned with trying to become their own kind of thing. You know?
Probably not even them, is it?
Well, what do you mean, like the teams around them, you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, fair play. They do what they got to do to, like, make the money, but...
Only works for a couple of money.
I just know purists, some purists like the low numbers. I'm not too fussed, but...
Do you want to be, like, 1-2 right back?
I don't, but I know some do.
I'm trying to shoot 1-11.
Depends where you're from. Somewhere in South America, it's a different system. 2 and 3 be the centre-backs.
There you have it, Sean.
You have a go at the South Americans, usually pretty hard, Bob, so...
Yeah, that's a snide.
That's Vinnie Jones and South America. You've got after now, Bob, so... Good luck.
As I say,
I'm not Forrest.
And all of Knots, yeah. Whereas, as I say, I've still only got that Haaland lad. Yeah, I'm the only one who's favourite in my scrap.
I don't know, Tosh.
I'm not.
Right, so we'll move swiftly on from Tosh's fight to Tosh introducing this week's Maroon 5.
Thank you, Callum. Just as always, a quick review of last week. So last week's, we looked at our favourite iconic football kits and a very close vote, all within one or two of each other, I think. But Denmark 1986 came out on top, the rightful winner, a win for Denmark and a win for Hummel and a win for me. So yeah, they will be sending them off to the lads. All the lads will be kitted out. Mike Bassett, Jason Kumas, Paul Pogba all wearing Denmark's lovely 1986 kit. This week, then, we're going to slightly, I don't know, out-of-the-box one, certainly favouring one of our panellists' sort of expertise. Sure. Yeah, sure, I'm looking at. We're going to, in line with, you may or may not know, the Copa del Rey final being this Saturday and Athletic Club being in the final of it. Obviously, for those who do know that they only select players from the Basque region and have done since the history, one of only... Them, Real Madrid and Barcelona are the only three teams to have never been relegated from the top flight of the Spanish league as well. But as I say, they've done that without selecting anyone from not from the Basque region. So what we've came up with the idea of where would we pick if we could make a team of people from a certain region. We haven't said it has to be a city or a town or whatever. It's sort of a play on it and whatever you can come up with for that. So we're going to say if you were making a team, where would they come from? Anyone want to step in first? Do you know what? I think I think Callum goes last.
Yeah, I'll
set the tone.
I'll keep Callum mute as well for the whole thing.
I reckon this one I've gone the least imaginative, so I think I'm gonna go first and get mine out the way with. So my one I'm gonna go with, and again I felt fairly obvious one, the first one that came to my head, and I haven't done as much thinking as some of the lads, I think. I'm going to go with Paris and the suburbs of Paris. I think it's a book I've mentioned before about France and their rise up to the World Cup of 2018. And I think came from the Paris and its suburbs. So I think the likes of, I've got a list of people, Pogba, Kante, Coman, Matuidi, Mbappe, players like Mahrez, etc. as well, Martial, etc. all from around that. This generation of France have all came from the suburbs of France. I think they're called banlieues. I'm not sure, Callum, do you know the name of that? Can you pronounce that?
Le banlieue, I think.
Le banlieue, so the suburbs. I know there's one called Ile-de-France. I think the book that I read was mainly focused on Mbappe. He's from Bondy, bit of a hero around there. All usually quite working class, poor neighbourhoods, where obviously football's one of the... few things they probably have. Again, France is quite famous for obviously quite like immigrants based. I think that team that won the World Cup, I read somewhere, and I haven't double checked it, something like 87% of that squad had some sort of immigrant background. So again, in them sort of areas, you know, football, a massive thing. Also, when they won it in 98, a few of the key players were from the Paris regions, Henri, Vieira, Lilian Thuram. So again, just a real thriving area and a real thriving, you know, France at the moment, when you look at France and the squad depth and the players they've got, they're probably up there, probably more ahead of England, but there's only probably England who rival them in terms of developing young players and blooding them in the league. So I'm thinking if I was wanting to select a team, I think a Paris team would be pretty hard to beat. Yes, as I say, probably the least imaginative, but I'll get it out of the way. Any thoughts?
I'm just gutted that when you named all the players, you didn't wrap them.
Ah, that's what a missed trick that was.
It really was. As soon as you said my Tweedy, I was like, come on, Tosh.
If I had Kim Pembe on my list, I'd have been singing that part. You can say that for sure. Oh, Joe, I didn't even think of that show. Oh.
I
put in so much weight to this podcast usually as well. It's just a real missed trick that.
Good shout. I think you're right in the numbers, and I think for the 2020 World, was it 2020 World Cup with Russia?
2018,
sorry. They, I think, 8 of the players were from Paris.
Yeah.
And then also you had, at that World Cup, you had Mahrez and Brahimi.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned they were, from Algeria.
I thought he was African.
Parisian, but they were at Algeria, but then also you had like Coman, Martial, and Rabiot, 3 from Paris who just missed out. They dropped out of the selection, so you could have potentially had 11.
I think they both, 2 or 3 of them, played in the World Cup final a couple of years later, yeah. Didn't they? 4 years yeah. later. So
yeah, so you could have nearly had 11 of the 23-man squad from Paris. So yeah, a good shout. I think it's very it's similar in many ways to mine, but. Yeah, obviously a powerful area to create football.
Looking forward to hearing about lots of World Cup winners in yours then, Callum, when we get to it.
Well, you'll see.
Right then, anyone else want to step in?
I'll go next. So I've gone for a similar kind of cultural hotspot as Paris. I'm going to go for the area of Knowsley, which includes Kirby, Prescott, Heighton, Whiston, Halewood, Crompton, and Stockbridge Village. And when I should have been doing work before, I decided to go through the 1 to 11. So I'll just reel this off, and I can guarantee that this team would absolutely wipe the floor with Tosh's World Cup winners from Paris. So in goal, we have Jamie Jones. At right back, we have Tony Hibbeth, a centre-half partnership who are already on the island, I think, of Alan Stubbs and Jay McEverley. I think they are already on the island, aren't they?
Derby team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. At left back, we've got our Lord and Saviour, Leighton Baines. Got quite an interesting midfield partnership of... What's the fella's first name?
That's always good, isn't it?
Yeah, but Keisha Reid... partnered with, I can't even remember the first name, but his surname, Dennis Morse, who played for Villa, I believe. I think he won the European Cup. Dennis Mortimer won the European Cup.
Yeah, he won the 80 Cup in 80. They had quite a lot from Liverpool in that team. The fellow scored the winner was from Speak, I think, Peter Wirth.
Oh, right, okay. But he's not from Knowsley, so he can't be in my team. And I just like that it sounds like Reeves and Mortimer. That midfield partnership.
That's good. That
at right wing, I've got Callum McManaman. Number 10 role, obviously gone for the world's greatest football maverick, who should already be on the island, really, Lee Trundle. At left wing, we got Sue Smith. And leading the line, David Nugent. Is he already on the island?
Yep.
So I rest my case. Most of my team are already on the island, so they should go there again.
Can I just point out all three of those are on for bad reasons?
So
two are in the Derby team that failed, and one was a terrible Premier League player.
So when you got to your right winger, Callum's heart skipped a beat there. He thought he'd made it.
I was actually going to put you a centre half, Tosh, but then I thought I might as well go for a double Derby.
No, was there no one else there, Bob, that you could have possibly put in, though?
No, I looked on the Echo website and he came up with a list of like 20, but some of them you hadn't really heard of. So
yeah, the rest of them are just losers.
Yeah, the team kind of picked itself, really, apart from having to miss Tosh out.
And Dennis Mortimer's name.
Yeah. Because I was just thinking of Bob Mortimer, I got confused.
Like the way you skip past the goalie quickly.
Did you go to school with us or something?
You're
thinking of Tony Warner.
He made 2000.
I've just seen him on the 89 bus once. That's all he's judged on.
He made.
So I'm trying to get his number for the Lewis game.
He might actually play. He's made 151 appearances for Leighton Orient. So.
Speaking of Lee Trundle, did anyone listen to Under the Cosh?
No.
You sure?
Why?
Because they basically get like lower league players on, and Lee Trundle's was last week.
Is Jamie Jones being on it?
I don't think so. I think
he's too big of a draw. They can't get him.
Yeah. Like us trying to get the bootlegger. Never going to happen.
But yeah, Trundle's is good anyway. Listen to it.
I like the Sue Smith edition, Bob. She's great, Sue Smith. Big Toffee too.
Exactly.
Is there anyone you thought you could have included there, Bob, that didn't quite make it? Or
yeah, that's obvious.
As I said, Tosh, really, but no one else comes to mind, really.
Fair enough.
No, I think you've done well there, Bob.
Yeah, I've already got some island icons in there, so might as well go again.
Some island icons and some people you've just made up. It's a perfect balance.
Exactly.
Right then. I thought that was a very good effort. Very creative, Bob. I like it. I want to say creative, you know, you've just picked another Leighton Baines themed one, after you've done that, very creative. Right then. Sean, go on then.
Okay, so for mine this week, I feel like some of the obvious ones were taken. Not necessarily Bob's, but I know that, like, obviously Callum's passionate about this, and this isn't something I'm too clued up on.
Are you trying to say I'm not passionate about Kirby?
I know you're very passionate about one person from Kirby, but...
Okay.
So, I had to do a little bit of research, and then there was also that staff flying around over the weekend that you pointed out, Bob, about certain cities with players who play for England, and I just thought I'll try and cast my net a bit wider. So I end up looking at Yorkshire, specifically South Yorkshire, because I know purely from going to uni there and some of the players who are knocking about, I know that they do have quite a few like youngsters from around there. So I've decided to go for South Yorkshire, which comprises the four behemoth cities of Sheffield, Doncaster, Rotherham, and
Barnsley.
So I actually surprised myself with the amount of players they've got there and the amount of international caps that have come from those four cities. I know obviously we're incorporating four cities, but they're hardly big hitters, are they, in the same respect as Paris? But I think if you look at some of them, particularly from Sheffield, it makes up a lot, like a fair bit of like England's defence of the past couple of years. You've got from Sheffield, you've got Kyle Walker, you've got Harry Maguire. Obviously, in terms of the same era of England up front, you've got Calvert-Lewin for a short while. You've got Jamie Vardy, Billy Sharp.
Was Gary Cahill Sheffield?
He was Sheffield, yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Throw Gary Cahill in there as well.
Also, you've got John Stones, who's from Penistone, which is kind of the edges of Sheffield. I think people say he's Sheffield.
Oh, it was Barnsley, isn't he?
Signed him from Barnsley.
When I Googled him, it said
he's
Barnsley.
He's from Penis Town.
Okay. Either way, he's included. I've gone South Yorkshire, so we're sound.
Oh, right. But, just because you didn't mention him then.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, they seem to be. If you look at the older players within the list, specifically from Sheffield, you had Chris Waddle, and from Donny, you've got Kevin Keegan. They seem to have a fair bit of like flair back in the day. But if you look back at like more recent players from those cities, they're very, doesn't seem to be much flair there. They're either defenders or strikers.
A bit Brexit-y.
yeah, you've got like obviously the defenders I've just named on top of, you've got like Danny Rose, Kyle Norton, and then we've also got lots of keepers. You've got Gordon Banks from Sheffield, Mark Crossley from Burnley, no, Burnley. And David,
Mr. Burnley.
And you've got David Seaman from Rotherham. Even like I've got a couple of notable mentions too. Like all the people I've mentioned up to now, I've had fairly good careers. But on top of that, you've also got, yes, Bob,
Danny Cadamarchi. Does he count?
He's Bradford, isn't he?
Oh, was he? Sorry.
Yeah.
You got all those all those keepers you mentioned, none of them compare to Jamie Jones, though.
Sorry. I mean, mine have got just two of them. I've got 150 caps between them. yeah, you've got Bethany England, current Lioness. You've got our friend of the show, Dean Horsfield from Barnsley. And you've got from Doncaster, you got also under the cosh host, Chris Brown, who used to play for Blackburn, Sunderland.
Had a few tunes him as well.
He does, to be fair. He's a very talented fella. But I think on top of that, I've got players across the board. You've got solid defenders, you've got players with flair, you've got good strikers. I've also got legendary managers. Obviously, I mentioned Kevin Keegan, yeah. Great manager. But you've also got Mick McCarthy from Barnsley, who's the most Yorkshire man of all time. But the king, Neil Warnock from Sheffield.
Ah, yeah.
No matter who wins this, whether it's Paris, I want Neil Warnock in charge. So can we agree to that, even if Tosh wins it?
Especially Warnock, if Tosh wins it, really.
Warnock's managing him. Yeah.
Because Chrissy Wilder, Sheffield as well, isn't he?
He will be, yeah.
He's a hard-working Yorkshire lad, as he said on Saturday.
So, yeah, I think basically I stumbled across this area.
Yeah, it's good, that.
Obviously, got a lot of good memories from Sheffield and stuff, but I feel like it surprised me with how many good players have come from that little area of Yorkshire.
I feel so shy. I think I said other things.
Apart from Calvert-Lewin.
Stuck it into him. I think... Okay. The Yorkshire are a very proud county, aren't they? And I think they'd love representing. Like, I think that they're the people I've met, which are probably isn't that many people, but no, they're the people who talk about the county and Yorkshire. And, you know, like Yorkshire Cricket Club would like the first county, like the longest county not to have people from anywhere from Yorkshire playing for them, and the last county to have an overseas player, etc. So I think there's that element of pride as well in there. So I think that's a good show. I didn't realise there was that many, Sean. Good suggestions, I thought.
Thanks.
I agree, Sean. I think it's a good suggestion too. I think it's right up there if you look at the areas of England's most capped.
Well,
so England's most capped areas, I think Yorkshire is very close. It might very, very sort of close to maybe London and the Northwest. It's up there. Like.
Yeah, well, I didn't see that fact, but actually all the main players, I did a little look at their caps today. And you're looking like 60s, 70s, 80s of all them, which, again, very good showing, isn't it, for, as it Tosh says, little kids from Yorkshire.
I think then. That's a good shout, Sean. Good shout.
Okay, then, so we've wrapped up Maroon 5 there. looking to move on.
Thank God for that.
We're going to go now to the expert. So I'm going to pass on the reins of Tosh's book club this week. I've got my copy here, but Callum's about to take over and deliver a keynote speech, I reckon, Callum.
Just in time, I'm going to loo.
Have you got your book?
Yeah.
You'll need it for toilet paper.
Oh,
I don't have to need to go to loo.
It is disrespectful, Tosh, right? Yeah, so... Yeah, Sean said I'm passionate about this kind of research and areas that create footballers. So I think I'm passionate about the area I've picked, which maybe Sean was getting at. I am going to go with what some call a concrete Catalonia, what I call South... what I will call South London. So some of you may already have it, some may not. But Tosh's book club is now Callum's book club for this week. and we go something in the water, the story of England's football talent hotbeds. I actually do talk about two other Maroon 5 nominations in the book, Paris and Knowsley. Well, I concentrate on Heighton in the book. But the main theme of the book is
you've missed out on Jamie Jones.
Yeah, well,
he's from Kirby.
I should have put him in there. Should have changed it. But yeah, I'm going South London. It's a place that I know very well. I know that creates a lot of footballers and possibly why it creates a lot of the footballers. Similar to Paris in a lot of ways. As Tosh mentioned with the immigration, it's very diverse, very multicultural. People struggling, people living in harsh backgrounds and harsh environments, so you've got to kind of be hard to survive. There's also this idea of the cage football, again, similar to Paris, that a lot of the footballers growing up in South London play, that helps them develop and develop into an elite footballer in today's world. As a little stat, in 2020, 14% of all the Premier League's English-born players came from a 10-square-mile radius in South London. Given that that is about 3% of the population, for it to be 14% of the Premier League English population is some going. So yeah, I think South London is very powerful at creating footballers. As Sean sort of hints that with Yorkshire, there's kind of been some longevity there as well. You've got sort of players dating back to maybe like Ian Wright, and kind of closer to the Rio Ferdinand and then players now and hopefully for the future. So my nomination is South London, and I'll run through a team which might beat Bob's. In goal, we've got Jamie Jones, a South London cousin. in goal, we've got Marcus Bethinelli of Chelsea. Right back, Tino Livramento. Centre back, Rio Ferdinand and Trevor Chalobah. Left back, Kenny Sampson. A three-man central midfield of Ruben Loftus-Cheek, Declan Rice, and may he rest in peace, David Rowcastle. I'll put him in there for this week. As three forwards, we have Zahar on the right, Ian Wright central, and Jadon Sancho on the left. Full substitute list as well of Joe Gomez, Nathaniel Klein, Tammy Abraham, Rhys Nelson, Emil Smith-Rowe, Abiri Eze, Adebola Luckman, Ryan Sessegnon, Scott Parker, and an Everton favourite of Arsenal, Michael Thomas. And speaking of managers, we'll go with Roy Hodgson, who is a South London native and managed his local club in the Premier League. So, yeah, my nomination, which possibly wins, is South London.
Very good. Anyone like to comment?
I genuinely don't think that team would be that good, Carl.
Yeah, I think you've taken that team far too seriously, and I think my team of comedy geniuses would actually beat them.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, but
I just reckon
the back four is better for a start.
I don't think it is, Bob.
It is.
Your back four was McEvely and Stubbs in centre half, wasn't it?
Yep.
So the right back. Who was your left back?
Oh,
Baines.
He's gone too far there, Bob.
Who's your left back, Al?
Kenny Sampson.
He's just a pisshead, isn't he?
Oh, God. Kenny Sampson's only loops it up for Maradona in 86, isn't he? Is it for the his handball? Yeah, he's like only like kicks him. Not that I remember, he was at Arsenal, weren't he?
I'm sure he played for Everton for a bit.
Did he? Yeah, well, fair player, maybe well done.
Do you reckon Anton Ferdinand's going to be fuming?
Yeah, he didn't even.
I reckon he's used to it by now.
Yeah.
He's spent his whole life being a second thought.
He knows what comes with it, to be honest. But I think that's a pretty incredible 20. Two players.
I genuinely don't. I honestly.
Neither do I. Yeah, I'm not sure on this.
Did you mention Will Sahar, Callum, in there?
Yeah, he's right wing.
Was he in the team of?
Yeah, what were you saying, Sean?
I reckon if you had a tournament, Cal, I don't know if you like. I reckon you might be pushing mine for third there. Genuinely,
who do you think comes second?
Mine. I don't know what makes yours so good, David Rowcastle, you've never seen play.
We put him in for, come on, Sean, show a bit of respect.
Yeah, come on.
What do you mean?
Respect the dead, Sean, come on.
The anniversary of his death, possibly today, or this week.
I must be good then.
He was good.
Rocky
Rowcastle, weren't
he?
Kev Campbell loved him.
I know.
You want to see that goal he scores away?
Show a bit of respect. And in fact, as well, yeah, we'll throw Kev Campbell on the bench as well.
Yeah, he's won it now, actually.
There's another one.
Yeah, no, it's
if there's any justice in the world, Callum will bomb this poll.
Speaking of that, I'm going to see Lamarna next week.
I have met Lamar, but.
Where's the Kevin Campbell link?
Because he said, if there's any justice. Sorry, I said that.
Super Kev loves that song.
But yeah.
He's also got a song called TikTok.
Sean, I was going to say, before you really interrupt saying that my team wouldn't be any good, I was going to say that I don't think you can make a team just from one place. I think you need different. Like, yours are very defence heavy. You could argue mine's very attack heavy. I think, as the England team shows, you need different areas. I think have different specialities, and I think you kind of merge.
Mine's the perfect counter attacking team.
Who's leading the
championship team, Sean?
Mine's got flair.
As if big Harry Maguire heads it out. John Stones edge of the box pings it up to Jamie Vardy. Goal. That's how Leicester won the league.
Playing Calvert-Lewin, miss.
You've got Martin Bettinelli, whoever he is.
Marcus Bettinelli.
Oh, yes. Exactly.
You can't laugh at Jack Jones.
I really didn't think anyone would pick a worse keeper than Jamie Jones, and you went and did it, Cal, so fair play.
Show a bit of respect, but
what?
Bettinelli's not coming on now, is he?
No, it's a joke, this.
Whereas Jamie Jones. Jamie Jones
might. He's not busy. I think Sean's being highly disrespectful.
Yeah, I think Callum's, I think it's beat yours, team. Sure, it doesn't beat mine, but it beats yours.
No, I don't think we're all aware that yours wins, Sosh. But I genuinely, Callum said that as if he was like naming like the FIFA 11. It was like Ruben Loftus-Cheek, as if he's like some world beater.
Turn it up at Milan.
Oh, great. Correct.
Yeah,
can't do it.
Okay. Carl's also getting very personally offended as if he's on first name terms with every single one of them. So,
also, Bob's team have done it in the Prem, well, and the Championship.
Yours
haven't, Carl.
And the Welsh League.
Do you mean Declan Rice hasn't done it in the Prem? Ian Wright hasn't done it in the Prem. Rio Ferdinand hasn't done it in the Prem.
Yeah, but let's talk
Zaha.
About
Zaha.
Yeah, let's talk about
Reed and Mortimer.
Bob, good fact of Peter Reid, 1971 Heighton Boys, he captained them, first non-City representative side to win the English Schoolboys.
That's actually quite a good fact.
Yeah, give you that one.
Titans.
And he hates the Tories, so
yeah, good lad, Reedy. No, any other comments to me?
No, I don't want it to come across that I've really like
bitter. Which is being beat.
No, I actually I'm not that sensitive about my team. I just think they're all right. Whereas, like, I feel like you'll be devastated. Well, you already are. All I've said is mine might beat yours on the counter.
I think you were severely disrespectful and to Rowcastle as well, Sean. So.
Yeah, so you can't be going against Rocky Rowcastle.
You were being disrespectful to Sue Smith.
I was very complimentary of Sue Smith.
Also, just seems that we were
I've met Sue a couple of times.
Women's football, England's most capped female player from South London as well. So,
is that Farrah Williams?
Yeah.
She got into a bit of hot water over the weekend as well, didn't she?
Yeah, she's something about we used to play when we were sick or something.
No, I wasn't. I think there was the game had to stop because Arsenal player was seriously injured. He said something like, "Oh, it might be quite good for this, like one of the teams or something, like have a bit of a rest or something." Like, I don't know the full version of it. Right, then wrap it up. I'm just going to say, buy something in the water. I only promote things I'm really passionate about. So make sure you go out and buy this book, a classic. Well done, Callum.
Thanks, Tosh. In case of emergencies.
No, some achievement that.
Thank you, Tosh. But if you you maybe don't want to buy it, or maybe you do want to buy it, but we're going to do a giveaway on our Twitter. We're going to give away a copy of the book and celebrate this week's Moving 5. So please head over to our Twitter now to see the details of how you can enter to win your very own copy of Something in the Water.
And you've got to vote in the poll, and you've got to vote in the poll.
Yeah, vote in the poll.
I just throw out there, there's no way of proving that.
No, there is.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Just say.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't worry. Yeah. Head over to enter the giveaway.
Sean, I don't have to enter that, do I?
No, no, no.
If you've got the poll, you will be getting a book.
If I win.
Right, then let's wrap it up. So, in our suggestions for the In our suggestions for areas we'd like to build teams around, going for the obvious one of our athletic club, I suggested Paris. Bob went for a Knowsley All-Star team. Sean picked from South Yorkshire, and Callum went for South London. So as usual, get yourself over to X and place your vote, and let's see which area gets to join all the rest of the lads on the island. And good luck to Athletic Club this weekend. Let's see them win. Right then, should we get our game for this week, Sean?
Right, so we've decided that our games this week are going to be Brighton against Arsenal, Fulham against Newcastle, and we've taken a punt on a Championship game featuring two former Premier League mainstays in Blackburn and Southampton. Right, let's spin the wheel. And again, I'll show everyone so I don't get slagged off. And the game is Brighton against Arsenal. Any thoughts?
I watched both of them on Sunday.
We all hope Arsenal win, I think, is the first thought.
To be honest, after how bad that game was, City Arsenal, I'm sort of, I don't think I do want to. I thought Arsenal, yeah, should have gone through a bit more myself, but yeah.
No, you've got to put horses for courses, innit? Do you know what they have to do?
No, I'm not sure, maybe. I think City were half there if they're taken, but yeah, maybe. I think it's obviously midweek fixtures, aren't they, this week? So
yeah.
Arsenal, I think, are at home to Luton on Wednesday night.
Yeah, tomorrow.
And just checking, Brighton are away to Brentford. So Brighton seem one of them. They seem like, don't ever seem to win Brighton whenever you seem to watch them. They seem like, seem to get beat. I thought they were reasonable against Liverpool, but Liverpool probably should have scored about 10. On Saturday, you know, they seem to be like they're just playing very open. They've obviously not, you know, never in any danger of going down, but probably don't look like they're going to be anywhere near qualifying for Europe. So they just seem to be going for like free hits. Obviously, don't know, they're out the Europa League now, aren't they? They got knocked out, didn't they? I was going to say they're still in Europe, probably by Roma.
But yeah, stock falling, aren't
they? Yeah.
Say again?
Does AB stocks falling?
Oh, yeah, that's. I still think he might be up there for the Liverpool job, to be honest.
Yeah, me too.
He seems to be like sort of second choice for a lot of places, doesn't he? Like everyone, like, you know, everyone else seems to have something. So you reckon he probably will end up somewhere. Do you say you think he'll go to Liverpool?
I think so, just by the fact that maybe, I don't know who else takes it, but I don't know if he will. I think he'll be within the shortlist, I assume, but
yeah.
I don't know if he'll be one of the pick.
I suppose for style of football, isn't it? Like, you know, he's very attacking, he's all out to attack. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's fairly close in it, and kind of Premier League tried and tested. I don't know who else is out there, to be honest, for them to go for. Does it be yourself, Gate, I think.
That would be great.
I'm just so happy Alonso's binned them off. Great news, that.
But I mean, who knows?
For now, at least, anyway.
Yeah, no, I'm just glad they haven't got what they want for the change.
Yeah, he'll go to Madrid anyway, I think, I assume, though.
Yeah.
I think Ancelotti said he's got only doing another year, hasn't he, I think?
Then he's coming back to it.
Alonso doing another year, so I assume Alonso will just go over to Madrid.
But, if he wins the league with Bayer Leverkusen, that's how he's never get all that. The only way he's down from there, surely, isn't it? Like, you know, Bayern next year, they're going to win the league by, 40 points, aren't they?
Yeah.
Just seems like he wouldn't leave.
Yeah, probably should have just stuck on that and just went, but...
And again, everyone in that league, that's what tends to happen, isn't it? Someone pushes Bayern close and then Bayern just sign all the players. That's what happened to Leverkusen when they nearly won the league. Was it 0-1 or 0-2? And then Dortmund was the same, wasn't it? Bayern just signed all the players. Yeah. So they talk like that. Is it Florian Wirtz for Bayern Leverkusen going? So yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, fair play. Did they link Liverpool with that? Fed some sporting club in Portugal, aren't they? So, yeah, I'm not too sure. But we haven't spoken anything about Brighton Arsenal, really. But...
we do it all. It's all right.
Mix it up.
KUA World Football Show.
Obviously, I think I'm right in saying Brighton won at the Emirates to basically end Arsenal's title challenge last year, if I remember rightly. Yeah, so, again, I think they probably not. Yeah, it'd be a very tough game for Arsenal. I think Brighton at their ground is a much tougher proposition than them playing them at the Emirates. But yeah, I think it's a bit of a test, isn't it?
I don't think Arsenal have to.
Sorry, go on.
That's all right. I was going to say, I don't think Arsenal have a very good record against Brighton, do they, in recent years? Possibly. You sort of remember like that Mopey era.
Yeah, no, there definitely is a few, isn't there? They beat them, say, I think, right at the end of last season. They beat them at the Emirates 3-0 or 4-0. Can't remember how they got on earlier this season against them. Be surprised about Brighton went there and won.
I just feel like, compared to last season, Tosh, I feel like both teams are in such a different position, aren't they?
Yeah, it's true.
Brighton are totally not the same team, and Arsenal just seem so much stronger than they were last year.
Yeah, I think you're right. More than anything. Yeah, Arsenal beat them the league. Brighton actually won, knocked them out the cup, though. Well, no, that was a couple of years ago, actually. but yeah, I know what you mean. You are right in that sense. Like, Arsenal, that was, like, whatever you think about how boring they were, City didn't really give City a sniff, didn't they, compared to, like, last year, the way they just let them run riot.
Yeah. Right. Should
we get some predictions?
Yep.
Just to say, I predicted last Villa Wolves correct as well last week, and I think
I've done... you're on a roll, you aren't you?
There's a few, isn't there? Yeah. Now we stop counting them and making notes of them. predictions. Sean, where would you go?
I'll go 2-0 Arsenal.
So I was going to go
3-1 Arsenal.
I was going to be second guess.
Wait.
I'll go 2-1 Arsenal.
2-1 Arsenal, I'm going. I'm gonna go 1-1.
It'll be huge if that happens.
Massive.
Right, we get our number.
Yes, please.
Okay, so normal rules stand. Parameters are 50 and 450, and this week our number is, in case you couldn't see that, that was 425.
Oh. How long was Rocky Road Castle there for?
Anyone going Brighton?
No.
I might give it a go.
I might give it a go as well.
We're doing Song of the Week.
Yeah. If there's any justice.
I was going to say, it's got to be Lamar, hasn't it?
Oh, well, yeah, if you were playing on the theme of M5, you'd probably, is Liverpool the hotbed of music? Liverpool or Manchester, maybe?
Liverpool's rubbish, other than Atomic Kitten.
And a fifth of it. And a fifth of Girls Aloud.
Yeah, true.
What about Young Parisians by Adam and the Ants?
No.
Okay.
Is that playing into your hands?
We went last week, it did as well. Reset exactly. 10.
And it won.
That was the reason as well, I think.
Yeah. Is there any about South Yorkshire?
You say, Who's sort of banned from the? Oh, wait, what's his face? Is the fella from Beautiful South? Is he a Sheffield United fan?
Yeah,
Paul Monkeys as well.
Yeah. Also, we could have the Monkeys. Not the Monkeys. I meant the Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, no. Paul Eaton's better, isn't he?
Oh yeah.
I do think we should go for Lamar.
What song?
Or Lamal from Kajagoogoo.
Anyone from
Too
South
shy.
London, Cal?
Too shy, yeah, what a banger.
Stormzy.
Take it back.
He wasn't from Sheffield, was he?
South London, short, Bob asked.
I think we should have Lamar. Lamar and David Smith.
Isn't he a footballer's cousin, Lamar?
No.
I'm sure he is.
I think, are you thinking of the one who's played for Arsenal?
Thomas Lamar.
Yeah.
Was it Lullaby, the one you were thinking of, Sean?
Yes, it was. It's got to be Lullaby.
Lullaby, yeah. And there was someone else, was there Ainsley as well?
Henderson. Yeah.
He was a cousin of a footballer who played for Liverpool, I think, as well. Ainsley Henderson.
Yeah, and Ainsley Elliott. So, our song of the week, everyone. Was it all three of them? Yeah.
I think it was all three.
Okay. Our song of the week is inspired by Fame Academy. So it's Lullaby by Lamar, David Sneddon, and Ainsley Henderson. Telling you, you're going to love it.
Yeah, that actually is. I usually wouldn't listen to the song of the week, but that one is one you need to.
Yeah, unbelievable.
It's a lot of seasons, that.
Fame Academy, or?
Tragically short, Fame Academy.
That was a great show, there. Need to get Keelty and the band back together.
Then Carl took over. Monopolised.
I thought you said Carl then.
No. He's done that with the bookmarking.
Irish.
Are you actually thinking of going Brighton, Sean?
I can only think of one player.
I've almost certainly got the same
captain?
Player.
He might be.
I had an idea, but I don't think he played there long enough. He was retired very old, but yeah.
Is it Richard Gough?
But I've got my main one, I think.
Yeah, I've got a main one. I'm going to back up. Is your main one still playing, Tosh?
No, neither am I. No.
Right, okay.
Is yours?
No, but maybe not until very recently.
Okay, no, mine are both long gone.
Mine's from South London as well.
Mine might be. I don't know.
We should all have to stick to our theme. You've got to pick someone from Knowsley, Bob. Oof.
I reckon, but mine wouldn't be too bad, was it, for Arsenal France?
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot of appearances, but
mine would be half good, I think. If I stuck to mine.
That could be something we do in the future, in weeks where it suits. Bob would have to go Jamie Jones, though, unfortunately.
Bob, something late in Orient, won't we?
He went there after a late Orient and San Jose earthquakes like Richard Gough.
Have we all got someone?
Yeah, I've got three or four.
Anyone want to go first?
Callum goes, so we can do the checking.
Okay, yeah, go on.
So, I had three written down. Am I allowed to say the others I was thinking of, or should I not say them in case you...
I reckon wait till the end.
Wait till the end, okay. I had three written down, but I'll go with the one I would just think, based on age-wise, was probably just there the longest out of them all. I'm going to go... Another Everton link, actually, which I seem to do a lot of. I'm going to go with Theo Walcott. He was obviously... I think he was there when he was, like, 16. And was there till a fairly... maybe 30, I don't know, 20s, 30 or something, maybe. So quite a long career in there. So yeah, I'm going to go Theo Walcott.
He's one that you'd think instinctively less just because he played, but I think you're right, he played there for so long, didn't he?
Yeah, just based on just
despite,
too much
despite YouTube, being rubbish as well.
Fair enough. But yeah, I mean, those two are kind of more like iconic.
Yeah, well, I think that's why I say I reckon I've got a couple of them.
Is he from South London, Cal?
No, I was joking. I was only messing with him. I think he's actually from. I don't think he's from Southampton, but I think. I don't know if he's from there or thereabouts. But Southampton,
given sounds like a posh academy.
Yeah, given their academy is like great, they've not many at all from Southampton. They don't really produce local talent. Just put out there.
Apart from Craig David.
They have to go to Guernsey for the COVID weirdos to get there.
That's why Callum's picked a Southampton player.
Who want to go next? I'll go next time. Yeah, I had a few. I, as Callum hinted at, a lot of mine, I tried to go down there who I thought were pretty like legends for the club, really. 425 seems like a massive number for me. So I had a few, but they were all from like pretty much the same team, which were sort of mid-90s to early 90s to 2000s. So I won't say any of the others in case someone has. I was torn between two, really. Both presenters on TalkSport for a bit of a clue. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go for Martin Keown.
Ooh. Everton link there as well.
An Everton link, yes. Is he from London originally, Keown?
Don't know.
I'm not too sure. But anyway, yeah. We'll go Keown.
From Oxford.
Is he, yeah. If we'd have done famous towns that produced boat race athletes, we could have been mentioned this week.
Do you want to go next, Sean?
Yeah, go on. My thinking was pretty much the exact same as Tosh's, but I've gone slightly earlier.
Ooh.
So all I've written down is basically the famous Arsenal back five.
Yeah, I've got most of them written down
as well.
From like the 1-0 to the Arsenal era.
Yeah.
And I can't decide who to go for. The only thing that's swaying me is that one of them is from South Yorkshire. So, David Seaman, Bob.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Sorry. Who has been previously mentioned, but I don't know if that'll be too many.
Keepers are dangerous, aren't they? Because they play like so much.
Exactly. And I can't picture other Arsenal keepers around there because it was like
Richard Wright.
Richard Wright played a bit. That Manninger played for a bit.
Tosh gone.
Yeah. John Lukic, I was saying before, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
they signed because Seaman started. Was he QPR Seaman first?
Yeah.
And then obviously he went to City, didn't he?
You know what? He's a Yorkshireman. Let's go with David Seaman.
No. Will be a good shot. I actually didn't write him with the back four, I was just writing the defenders down.
The one Brighton player that me and Sean probably both put down was Lewis Dunk and his big nose. also had Theo Walcott. Then I went for Lee Dixon, Nigel Winterburn, Romford Pele, Ray Parler.
He was mine.
Then another one I've gone for from the same era, really. I think I'm going to go for Magic Man Paul Merson.
It was also my thinking. I had all them written down. I reckon Parler was the one I was going to go for. He was the two TalkSport ones. I think Parler. I think Dixon played for that. I think he probably, did he play anywhere else? Dixon, he's from like Manchester. Was he at City or something?
I think he started City, didn't he?
But again, he was at Arsenal, like, because he was playing that 89 team when they won the league, but he was also like playing the double team. So he was... I reckon he's too much. I was toying with Winterburn because, again, I feel like he would have played somewhere else, but Parler was me. I was between Parler and Keown.
Winterburn went to West Ham, didn't he? Or Wimbledon? Or both? He's definitely at Wimbledon.
I can't remember. Did he start there? Is he from London? Arsenal.
He doesn't strike me as starting there. I don't know why.
No, I agree. I know what you mean.
I was going to go for Ray Parler because I love a Cobra bomb as well.
Absolute King Parler. What shape he's in?
For a man who's 90% ale.
Yeah. I need to start living his lifestyle instead of having six packs of squares a day instead of looking like me.
these are not Tosh. Demon was my. I wrote three down. Walcott.
Alan, can you do it this week? My internet's going in out.
Yeah. Walcott, Seaman, and Bergkamp were my guesses. I went with.
I reckon Seaman too big.
Walcott.
I reckon Bergkamp too small.
I do, because he only went like mid 90s, didn't he?
Yeah. Again, though, yeah.
I was thinking like he's been there for a long time, and I don't seem to remember him.
Europe, like, famously. Club.
I don't. Oh, sorry.
Didn't play in Europe, did he, famously?
Yeah. Well,
only at the
probably.
Same point.
But I just don't like kind of think of him playing for another club.
Ajax and Inter Milan.
I just don't like. I know he did, but I just don't like to think of that, so he must have been there for a long time.
I did. That's exactly what I think.
Well done, Tosh.
Won the cup, won his cup with I think Inter or Ajax. Another great book, Bergkamp Stillness and Speed. Looks like there's a recommendation for you.
Now it's all good.
Actually got
Stillness and Speed by Dennis Bergkamp. Very good.
Stillness and Speed.
Stillness and Speed.
Oh.
Illness and Speed.
That's David Castles.
Guinness and Speed. That's Guinness and Speed's one of Paul Mason's nights out. That.
And Ben.
Did you want me to do these results, Tosh?
Well, I can't. If you want to send me them, I'm worried about my internet keeps dropping a bit, so I'm thinking I don't have to. Okay.
Well, there, but I can do them if you want.
Go on, you just do them. Have you done the difference? Yeah.
No, I didn't do the difference. I can do that.
Do you want me to do it then?
Fairly straightforward, Andy. Go on, you do it. You do the results. Go on. It's your bag.
Great.
There's a few very close ones. Yeah. One not so close one, maybe.
Just to throw it out there, I only picked him because I'm sticking to the theme. I'll let you all know now.
It might not be you, Sean.
Might not be you.
Come on.
Ooh, yes, it is.
What was the record outage?
You what?
What was the record outage?
Seven, like, less than Matt, this.
Matt Murray, wasn't it?
Oh, what was he?
Well, the number was like, yeah, let me get the number. It was 300 something. Mm-hmm. And he was 92 or something like that.
All right, okay.
398, so effectively 400. So it was like 100, 100, 106 out. No, 306 out.
Oh, well.
I've got my fingers crossed here. Let's do it, boys.
You know, if it makes you any better, you're not 306 out.
Ah, gutted.
Right then, results are in. Straight in. So in fourth place, the first person was 116 out with 5-4-1 was David Seaman, unfortunately, Sean.
That's not that bad.
No,
not at all. Well.
Yeah. Also
everyone else was in within 30, so.
Good Rotherham boy.
Yeah. Good laugh as well. Good chuckle as well. That's what you got to say. The Chuckle Brothers.
I was just going to say, yeah. The third Chuckle Brother.
Was he on Strictly?
He was, Dance, yeah. Nice, no, yeah. Dance the Nice, yeah. Didn't he meet his partner there? A bit like...
Killer.
Is it the slight change of subject, football cliches? Did like a podcast once with you, Tom. They just did all of David Seaman's chuckles when he was on a different podcast.
That's great, that.
It was great. Great content, that. Okay, then. The next three were all within 30, so all very good guesses. Second and third were actually identical appearances this week. So,
oh, God.
They both made 397 appearances. And them two people were Theo Walcott and Paul Mason, who both made 397, which means that this week, Martin Keown, 440 and 15 out. So, yeah, I'll take the win again. There's 2 weeks in a row. I'm back. I'm on the comeback charge.
I know. Shitting myself now.
We'll get derailed next week when he's not here.
Who said I'm not here?
You.
Oh, yeah.
If you're listening, don't listen next week because Sasha isn't here.
No, I might be. I reckon I can do something next week. Yeah. No, genuinely, I might be able to. Depending on hotel Wi-Fi.
Probably better than yours.
This will be the best you've ever heard me this next week.
Are you taking your microphone?
Oh, good point, actually. No, probably not.
How do you How do you want to do the scoring for the joint second?
Both getting 2 points.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Okay. Oh, great. I can't believe you went for that.
The last time it was both get three. It was both get 3 points on top of seven last time.
Nah, I don't think so. Don't think so, Callum.
I think so. Sean, play the game.
You want a title race, don't you, Sean?
Yeah, it's not. It's a democracy. This podcast, sure, to a certain extent.
Two, because I'm not bothered, and that'll annoy Callum.
And more annoy me, like I'm just.
Is he sad annoyed?
Yeah.
Stop crying, Callum.
Yeah. Like I've just said, Ruben lost his cheeks, rubbish or something.
Yeah. Now that is out of order.
After 32 games, here is our league table. Bob's still on top. He's now got 88 points. Tosh is in second on 81. Callum is in third on 74. And Sean is in last on 56.
Why were you sounding like the M&S advert there, Sean?
Because I was trying...
Yeah. Sean's doing KUA ASMR.
Why was it really weird?
No, it just sounded really clear.
Oh, yeah.
And, sensual.
I always try and do the league table quite professional.
Yeah. I suppose it is your anniversary as well, so...
What does that mean?
Don't know.
Hannah loves a clear league table.
Yeah, exactly.
I've just checked Bergkamp, by the way. He was 4-2-2.
The one week you don't check before, and you must be gutted.
I know, yeah. I am gutted. Bloody transfer market. But no, I think that was a good episode, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Head over to our Twitter or X to please vote on our poll this week for which you believe is the area that has created the best footballers, or which area creates the footballers the best. We will also be doing a giveaway, as we said, so please keep an eye out on our X there to enter the giveaway for a free copy of Something in the Water, the story of England's football talent hotbeds, written by yours truly. Maybe all the lads will sign it if you want. We'll see. But no, a mixed review, kind of day for any given Saturday. A Maroon 5, which brought it back, and a big win for Michael Tosh in keeping up with appearances at the end to chase Bob, who's looking very nervous going into the last
month
of the season. All right, Bob, you're confident. Thanks for listening, guys. Please share with your friends and family, and we'll see you next week.
Wait till the result of the poll.
Yeah, we'll see.
Straight to Jamie Jones.
Your job, Bob, is to find them.
All right, yes.
Not like find his house, just like find them.
I know what we can do when we do our little spin off show of scoring goals. Get him in goal.
Yeah.
He is on Twitter.
My dream was to get the ginger goalie from the Michael Owen video.
That would be brilliant.
Can we get Carlo Dragon?
No, get that video.
What, the Michael Owen one?
Yeah, definitely.